The contract is an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract. So individual taskings are then competed in the contract. It lasts for up to 10 years and covers three major functional areas: information management services, IT infrastructure services, and management consulting. We really wanted a broad contract umbrella and landscape to cover the breadth of things that have to do with information management and supporting technology this time. In the past, we had done individual contracts in each of those kind of domain areas or functional areas. And so these three areas now cover just about anything and everything dealing with information, information management, and information technology. And in fact, we added in management consulting, since the vast majority of management consulting engagements tend to deal with information management topics or have information system implications. 30 different companies received awards, and nearly half of them are small business or small disadvantaged businesses.
What does it mean for the agency in terms of, does it consolidate several other contracts? Are you hoping to get some cost savings out of it? And does it really change the way vendors work with CDC?
Well, first of all, we're extremely excited about the contract, since it provides such a ongoing access to a broad array of very capable contractors with deep talent pools. The contract is structured for ongoing competition on individual tasks, thereby keeping pricing aggressive and fostering and new ideas and innovations over the duration of the contract, which is 10 years or up to 10 years. The information management services contract does consolidate two major previous umbrella contracts at CDC, plus numerous other individual procurements that were done under GSA schedule or other GWACs. And so in that regard, you know, it is a consolidation strategy, although it's not a requirements contract. So there may be occasions where program officials and our procurement office will determine that either something falls outside the scope of SIMS, or that in spite of its breadth, there may be something that's particularly esoteric that requires a different procurement strategy. The other interesting feature of this contract, which actually existed in one of the preceding contracts, is that it's an open and enables the use by our state and local health department grantees. And we've actually had occasion where that was used in the preceding contract, which was called SITS in that particular instance. So as I was alluding to earlier, you know, much of the work we do is in partnership with and in collaboration with state and local health department agencies around the country. It's part of the information supply chain. Typically, public health surveillance is done by physicians and healthcare practitioners reporting diseases or illnesses or injuries to their local public health jurisdiction, who in turn reports to the state, who in turn reports to CDC. And so it's really important that many of those systems interoperate with clear data standards and similar technologies and so forth. And that's why we grant money to state and local health departments in doing such, or to foster that. And so if they can take advantage, or to the extent that they need or desire to take advantage of the same talent pool, then we get a real big leverage out of that, you know, with the same companies providing services to develop systems and do data analytics, you know, at the local, state, and federal levels.
You said last time under SITS that was also used. Do you have any statistics or any data in terms of how often? Was it 10% of the time? Was it, do you have any dollar figures in terms of how much the grantee spent through SITS?
It was in the low millions. It was relatively modest, probably more like 1 or 2% of the use of the contract overall. And that was probably, you know, our of doing awareness raising and marketing of the availability of it. Actually, under our current CDC director, Dr. Thomas Frieden, he's made a very strong emphasis on rebuilding our outreach and partnership with state and local health departments. And in fact, when he realigned some of the functions within the agency in the last year, he created an office of state, local, tribal, and territorial services office specifically for that reason. And so we've already begun partnering with them on that outreach and marketing effort. And so as the contract starts to go into place now, and we start to get activity under it, this will be one of the focus areas for us.
It's interesting that you guys went down the path of putting out your own vehicle. There's a lot of government-wide contracts, GWACs, out there now. Did you guys look at maybe GSA's Alliant, NASA SOUP, even NIH has a CIO SP3, and obviously NIH being in HHS, you guys being in HHS, was there any kind of discussion around using someone else's contract instead of going down the path of having your own?
We certainly want to leverage existing vehicles where that's appropriate and advantageous. And in fact, we had meetings and briefings with GSA officials around Alliant. We had several engagements with NIH about partnering with them on their CIO SP3 or 2 renewal. And in the case of Alliant, time we were engaging with GSA, they were in the protest state. They were uncertain at that time, you know, what was going to ultimately occur on that. And in that particular case, that's an extremely broad-based contract vehicle to serve the entire federal government or all kinds of different requirements. Our interest was making sure that we had high-caliber companies that were particularly focused in the health, public health, biomedical kinds of arenas and had expertise in that domain or that functional area. In the case of NIH, that could have worked much better. We met with them during our procurement strategies and early on in theirs. Turns out that the timing sequence didn't line up or align as well as we would like. In fact, I think they just advertised their RFP now, and so it's going to be 6 months or 9 months before they make award, and that was too late in our time horizon. Plus, as it turns out, my understanding is their contract scope for CIO SP3 is now mainly focused on bioinformatics and electronic health records and so forth, and that was narrower than what we wanted to cover in our umbrella contracts. As I indicated before, IT infrastructure as well as management consulting beyond information management services. So we've had a 25-year history of doing these umbrella contracts at CDC since 1986, and you know, we keep on keeping on in that regard.